Chapter 9, World Record for Cleaning the Dirtiest Car. One time in gym class, we had to do this thing for warm-up where Mr. Perham made us form two lines facing each other. Everybody had to reach out and hold the hands of the person standing in front of them. For me, that person was, of course, stupid Brandon Simmons. His hands felt slimy, as if he had just blown his nose into his palms, which he probably did just to be a jerk. After we all were holding hands, Mr. Perham stood in the front of the line with his back to us.
"This is called a trust fall," he said. "I'm going to let myself fall backward, and I'm trusting you all are going to catch me."
"Like stage diving?" Greg Dawson said. Mr. Perham turned around.
"Pretty much."
For someone about to be all trusting, he looked kind of worried. Shoot, I was worried for him. I mean, I wouldn't trust somebody like Brandon to catch nobody other than himself or Monique. But Perham turned back around, took a deep breath, and leaned back. That's basically what the whole you-gotta-tell-a-secret-to-eat thing Coach pulled on us was all about. It was like a trust fall with words, a warm-up to being defenders. By the end of the dinner, it seemed like we were all connected in some strange way that none of us had imagined, and it stayed that way as we came to practice on Monday.
"Oh,"
Aaron teased, as me, Lou, Patty, and Sonny hung around talking to each other before the stretch. Coach and Witt were on the side of the track, having an extra-long conversation with Chris Meyer's father.
"Look at the newbies. All of a sudden, y'all besties, huh? Let me guess. Patty told y'all a secret about how she got a crush on Karan?"
Karan grinned as the other players laughed.
"Ain't nobody got a crush on Karan," Patty replied.
"Dang, Karan, you heard that?"
Freddie chimed in, yanking the drawstring on his shorts.
"Yeah, I heard her. What's wrong with me, Patty?"
Karan asked, fighting back his embarrassment.
"Sorry, Karan," Patty started, "but I don't like boys who jump the gun."
Everybody laughed, and Crystal Speed gave Patty a 5, then fired off a few finger guns at Karan.
Pew, pew!
"What you laughing at, Crystal? No speed? When's the last time you won a race?" Karan fired back.
"The last time I seen your mama,"
Crystal said.
"Ain't never ran so fast, because I ain't never seen something so ugly."
Hey, no need to bring anybody's mom into this," Sonny chimed in, struggling to get his voice to cut through the oohs.
"Oh, yeah?"
Karan was now feeling big. Being laughed at was getting the best of him. "How about we talk about yours, newbie?"
"That's enough, Karan."
Aaron, who started this whole mess, finally decided to step in and fix it, but it was too late.
"Nah, let's talk about Sonny's mother,"
Karan insisted, now sizing Sonny up. We all knew he was just joking and that whatever zing he was going to attempt was just going to be silly. But still, this was Sonny. His mother wasn't even alive, and I knew that. And to me, that fact made those jokes off limits. I also knew Sonny wasn't the kind of guy to stand up for himself. So I did.